The Frog Boys. This is South Korea's most mysterious missing persons case.
Frog Boys were a group of five boys who disappeared in Daegu, South Korea in March 1991. The boys consisted of Woo Chil Won, Kim Jong-sik, Kim Yong-gyu, Jo Ho-yeon, and Park Chan-in, who were all aged between 9 and 13. They all met at the same primary school and the families were very close. The children spent a lot of time together and could be described as inseparable. Woo's father described them as being closer than brothers and being like the Five Musketeers. On the 26th of March 1991, it was a public holiday in South Korea, as it was the first time that they held local democratic elections in 30 years. So the five boys had decided to search for salamander eggs by Mount Wayong, which is on the west of Daegu. A sixth boy, who also was called Kim, decided to have breakfast at home and join the rest of the boys later on. The boys set off on their adventure and started to climb the mount slowly. The five boys bumped into Jo Ho-yeon's brother on the way up. They made small talk and then continued. Afterwards, Kim joined, but then decided to leave once again, as he learned that the boys were planning to climb the mountain. His mother was against him going too far from home, and so he respected her wishes. At 1 p.m, Woo Chil Won's father received a call from the Taekwondo Academy, telling him that Woo had never made it to school. He soon found out that the other boys hadn't turned up either, and the five dads went down to look for them in the village. Once they found out via the brother that they were hunting for salamander eggs, the fathers headed to the mountain. They searched the mountains for hours on end, but once nightfall hit, the fathers decided to call the police, who didn't seem to be worried about the kids, and were in the belief that the kids would turn up soon. South Korea was so busy with the first local elections in 30 years that the police deemed the boys just ran away, and didn't think much attention was required. The mountain that these boys were climbing had a pond on the right and a military shooting range above the pond, thus making the parents even more scared.
So I want to know your thoughts on this, Theo Baker. This is our new intern, by the way.
Hello.
He's working on an unpaid role.
You told me it was paid?
No.
Oh.
But anyway, what are your thoughts?
My first initial thing is, what is a salamander egg?
Well,
why are they hunting for
it? I always thought a salamander was like a dragon.
Is it a real dragon?
I don't think dragons are real.
Why are they hunting for salamander eggs? What powers could they possess? Will it give them fortune? Will it give them money? Why are they looking for salamander eggs in the
first
place?
That is a good point. Salamander eggs, a group of amphibians who have a lizard-like appearance. So we weren't far off with dragons. Yeah, but also, Dodgy, the police.
With everything going on in the first local election in 30 years, I feel like there might be too much attention on the election, and maybe the five missing boys aren't getting the attention they deserve. You know, there's five missing boys.
The case is being neglected.
I mean, there's five missing boys. If that happened.
Well, they thought
now,
they'd ran away.
But even if they ran away, you still have to go looking for them, surely, straight away.
Dodgy,
right?
Police business. It happens all the time here on A Fellow's Mysteries.
It's not looking good for the Democratic parties. Like, if you were in charge, surely the way to win the election was to focus the attention on the missing boys rather than to ignore them.
I didn't think of it like that, and that's why you're here working at the Fellows Mysteries.
That's why I'm here. Also, I want to quickly touch on this. Obviously, one of the fathers did call the police.
Yes.
But the police, it says here, they believe that the kids would turn up soon. If you go missing overnight on a mountain, surely the police are going to be like, yeah, they could be in trouble here. 100%. They're missing in a mountain.
Dodgy police business, my friend.
You know about
You'll get used to it being an intern.
Soon after, this had turned into a massive news story. Quote, within 2 days, it became citywide news. After a week, everyone was talking about whether the kids were still alive. The news knew them as the boys who were still missing after trying to catch frogs. Thus, they were named the Frog Boys. On March 19th, one of the fathers picked up the phone, and on the other end, someone said, I have the children, they're all suffering, two are very ill, and continued to ask for money, but nothing came of it. On May 4th, the parents went onto a program called the Square of Public Opinions, where they criticized and gave their views on how the investigation was being conducted. They heavily criticized the police pamphlets which said the children's were runaways. One of the dads said, quote, this indicates that the police are trying to wrap this case up quickly. We want them to change this. After this was streamed, there was more effort put into finding the children, with even the former president making a statement about ordering a further investigation. This led many to search and volunteer for the boys on the mountain for the next year. The five fathers themselves had quit their jobs and rented a small lorry to search for the five missing boys. The lorry had photos of the boys on the side of it and a message saying, "Please help find our missing kids." From all the stress, Kim Yong-gu's father became addicted to sleeping pills, and his face started to show it. He later on admitted to it, quote, "I was scared that I may encounter my son in my dreams. I felt helpless as a parent. I couldn't see the point in living anymore." Naeju Bong, the chairman of the National Organization of Finding Missing Children and Family, came to help the parents. He noted that although a year had passed, during the public interviews, the parents were questioned by reporters, as well as agents from intelligence agencies. The fathers were being followed by agents who were recording their movements. A small boy had come out and told the police that on the day the boys went missing, he heard a gunshot and then a scream. But the police failed to treat this as evidence, and so it became a rumor instead.
So now we know why they call the Frog Boys.
Because they went looking for frogs.
Five missing boys looking for frogs.
The fathers obviously quit their jobs to hire this lorry.
Which I respect. That's
I do respect it, but I just don't understand why the police are trying to wrap the case up so quickly. They're calling the kids runaways.
That's not looking good for the local police, is it?
But it doesn't make sense. Like, why are they not looking for the boys and being taken this seriously? Unless there's another reason why they're trying to wrap it up quickly. I don't know.
Yeah, like the police know something. Know something that we don't know yet. There's potential on the cards for that.
I mean, there's a lot of stress for the father as well. One of them is taking sleeping pills so he doesn't fall asleep because he's scared he's going to find his kids in his sleep or something, isn't he? He's scared he's going to encounter his son in his dreams.
Well,
that must be a horrible thing.
Your son's gone missing. What else are you going
to
do?
Also, we need to touch on this. This is one of the biggest things, I think, that's happened so far. The fathers were getting recorded and followed by intelligence agencies.
Yeah,
The government are following the fathers. Why?
Maybe they thought that the fathers were involved in some way. Maybe they were the ones that did it.
But when children go missing, they should be focusing on the children, not on the fathers.
Oh, 100%, which is why something dodgy is going on. Maybe they think the fathers are on something and they don't want them to find out anymore.
This is really dodgy. Like, imagine your son goes missing and you start getting followed by the intelligence. You'd be like, "What? Something's not right here." And then they're completely disregarding evidence. You know, the small boy told the police and the fathers that he had a gunshot and screams, but they're disregarding it. They failed to treat it as evidence. So it became a rumour, even though it's true.
Is that just because he's a small boy? But even still, you shouldn't disregard it.
You can't disregard it. This seems like inept from the police.
Now, whilst my intern takes his lunch break, it's time for me to bring you the sponsor of today's video, and that is Heights. Now, Heights has helped to improve my life because they offer a smart supplement. But I hear you ask, what do these smart supplements from Heights do? And that is give the right nutrients to your brain. It can help in a multitude of ways. Like myself, I sometimes have problems sleeping, and I can get nightmares when I take everyday multivitamin tablets. But not with the smart supplements that I've been taking from Heights. You take two capsules a day and they are full of high quality vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And 99% of us are not getting the nutrients that our brain actually needs to function at its best. So I recommend that you get involved. And to help our listeners, Heights are giving away 15% off for all you guys who use the code CRIME at yourheights.com. You'll get 15% off your first quarterly subscription. So again, use the code CRIME at checkout. Start taking care of your brain today.
A couple of years later, the media stopped reporting the case. People forgot about it and the fathers went into debt and so had to return to work. However, 2 years later, a criminal psychologist claimed that the five boys were buried in Yong-sik's house, who was a father of one of the boys. He made this claim on the basis that the father couldn't account for the first 3 hours on the day the children went missing. Since he was a criminal psychologist who studied in the US and had analysed all the evidence, many started to believe him, except from the other parents. The police searched his house and even dug the ground with an excavator. The news and people came to watch, but nothing was found in the end. 11 years after the boys disappeared, on September 26, 2002, the boys' remains were found on the mountain. They were all tangled together. One of the remains was found with trousers flipped over his shoulders and the sleeves tied together. When the knot was untied, there were empty cartridges and unused bullets. When a forensic scientist came, he realized that the police had excavated the dead bodies in an unprofessional way. They even went on to tell the public and reinforced that the boys died due to hypothermia, and said the lowest temperature recorded at that time was 3 degrees. The police chief said, "But when it rains in the morning, the wind chill factor would have lowered the temperature and the bodies were huddled together." However, people were very distrustful, and so a team from the Korean Alpine Federation got together to fact-check these claims. They concluded that hypothermia wasn't the case as the, quote, "area isn't high up at all. It isn't even 100 meters from a street, Just use common sense.
Look, I know he's an American psychologist, but he's gone and said one of the fathers has all the children buried in his house just because he couldn't recount like the first few hours of the day that they were missing.
Do you not think that sounds
and
like...
And they've gone and dug up his whole house?
They dug up his whole house, but do you not think, you know, getting an external person to say, oh yeah, it must be this person, that sounds like he's been paid. That sounds like he's been paid to say that.
Sounds like they're trying to pin it on him, but it at does the same sound like time, that. Like they, if they are trying to pin it on him, they know they're not going to find anything there.
Because they're the ones that did it.
Would it not be better for them to plant something there?
Why didn't they? Well, look, I mean, they ended up finding the boys on the mountain, but then this is where it gets even worse. They've tried to say they died of hypothermia. Mm. Mate, it's 100 metres up the road.
No, yeah.
It's not, they brought in experts, to try and like conclude that they died of hypothermia, and they said it wouldn't have got any lower than 3 degrees. The police tried to argue like with some silly stuff, and they just said use common sense. They obviously didn't die of hypothermia.
Could it have gotten quite cold for the boys? If it goes as low as 3 degrees, but then you've got the wind and a bit of rain.
That's what the police tried to say. You're moving like one of the officers.
I'm just playing devil's
advocate. No, you are moving like one of the officers.
Is it devil's advocate?
Yeah,
I'm playing
it
devil's advocate right here.
I just think, no. A boy's heard a gunshot.
Yep.
It's 100 metres up the road. Why haven't the boys just come home?
And the mountain is next to a shooting range.
Yes, it is.
Hella suspicious. The military might have killed these boys.
The forensic scientists came out and said that if the boys had died naturally, their bones would have been on top of the dirt, thus leading to animals to eat their bodies or even allow the bodies to naturally rot. This could all lead to the bones being separated. However, the bones were all buried together, leading to the assumption that someone had killed the boys and hid them well. After investigating the remains that the police hadn't messed with, the forensic examiner found that there were sharp cuts on the skulls, and one of the boys had his clothes inside out, which he concluded meant the boy had his eye covered and then was murdered by being hit on the head.
So the boys, they've been found, but not only have they been found, they've been found together, buried most importantly, which obviously means they've been murdered here.
Because
if you die of hypothermia, you're not going to get buried and like animals will come and eat your body and stuff like that. You're naturally
they would have been on top of the dirt, so they would have decomposed rot.
But the fact that they've been buried with trousers around their head, i.e. blindfolded.
100%. They've been killed and buried. Somebody has done this. And they've done it well.
Sharp cuts to the skull.
Yeah.
Which means maybe a bash around the head.
Potentially.
Get this. A military gun around the head. You know, in the films,
like,
and they go smack.
Bang. Yeah. Oh, I don't like it, but I like your idea and theory. And they did a good job as well because 11 years it took them to find these bodies. That means, like, I don't know how big this mountain is specifically, but 100 metres up from the street,
I would think
the bodies,
like,
it must have been buried pretty well.
It must have been buried pretty deep, but I think it would be quite hard to... But think how much dirt you got to dig to get there. They've obviously been buried well, or the police have intentionally been not looking in that exact location.
Yeah, maybe they've been given a heads up.
But we know... Oh, I see what you did there. But we know for sure. Murdered, hit over the skull... buried.
People believe the military were involved as the boys were so close to the shooting range, whether it was accidental or not. This theory was believed heavily as the police refused to investigate the military. It was later confirmed that the bullets found with the boys were the bullets from the shooting range, which was about 300 meters away from the boys. The police came out and disregarded this theory as it was a public holiday, thus meaning there was no military drill on the day. However, they forgot to mention that commissioned officers are allowed to shoot whenever they want, and so they could have been shooting on that day. It is rumoured that the parents were contacted by the military and were asked to come to the base in the middle of the night. An officer took them into a room and told the parents that they were going to give the parents superpowers, which would help them find the children. One of the mothers began acting suspiciously, and the soldiers said that she was the chosen one to find the kids. The boys' parents believed that the one boy was accidentally shot, and the rest were killed to cover up the accidental murder. What if one boy was killed by accident and then they were told to go inside the military base as it would help them, but then decided that if this were to come out, then there would be a lot of backlash for the military, and so they covered it up, which would also explain why intelligence agencies decided to fake being reporters.
So it is looking like, at the moment, that one of the boys, potentially more than one of the boys, but one of them has been shot, because the bullets were found with the bodies.
The thing is, you know, they didn't find any bullet things in the bones.
Yeah.
Mate, you don't have to kill someone by shooting them in the bone. Go straight through the flesh.
Yeah. And
no evidence.
Yeah.
The bullets around them.
11 years as well, so there's no flesh wounds. Yeah. The flesh is gone, right?
It would have decayed, would have rotted away. Here's what I think. I actually agree with this, you know. I think what's happened here...
Yeah.
is a bullet has come from the shooting range, because we know, even though the police said it was a public holiday, we know commissioners are allowed to shoot their still. So it would have been a high-ranking officer has obviously accidentally shot one of the boys, you know, missed the target
or
whatever.
Was it an accident, or did the boys see something they weren't supposed to see at a military base? What do you reckon? I'm thinking accident.
But why are they trying to cover it up? Unless they're trying to cover it up because it was an accident. I mean, you
killed a child, right? Like, what would you do?
I wouldn't kill the rest of them.
No, obviously, we wouldn't. But if a military officer, no one's around, he's killed a child, maybe they've all agreed that they should kill the rest of them.
To save his career, kill them all and there's no witnesses.
Well, it'd save his life, right? In his eyes, he'll be going to jail, all of this.
But would he go to jail?
It's hard. You know what? You're right, because it is an accident.
It's an accident.
He's on a shooting range doing what, you know, what he's meant to be doing, is shooting, you know? But it would bring shame on the family, right?
This is baffling me, because I feel like they're covering up so much that there must be more to the story.
Mm.
They must have maybe seen something they should have done. Because I think if it was an accident, your first initial thought is not to kill everyone else. Do you know what I mean? To cover it up?
I don't know. Maybe they panicked. Or maybe they did it on purpose. You'd have to be some sick man to do that, though.
There would have been a lot of backlash on the military. So maybe that's why the intelligence agencies decided to cover it up.
It's all been one big cover-up. The military have told the police. The police knew the whole time. Specifically didn't search that area of the mountain.
But I think for this to happen, it would have to have been a high-ranking official. Like, really high up. Because if it's just a normal, you know, low-ranking commissioner or whatever, I don't think they would have done this. It would have been someone who has a lot of power.
Mm, like the Darth Vader of the military.
Yeah, or the emperor. Maybe it was the leader of South Korea.
Oh yeah, actually could have been. I don't want to name names and put out certain rumors, but there's a potential theory there.
However, Josh, I have some extra information for you to go against everything we've basically just sort of concluded with. The military base did in fact have an incinerator. So if they did kill the boys, why didn't they use it to dispose of the body? Does this lead to the fact that actually maybe it was an individual officer who didn't want the rest of the military to find out because he was too ashamed? So when you go into that panic mode, he goes, what do I do? What do I do? I have to cover up everyone now. I can't let anyone know the mistake that's happened.
Mm. Yeah, so he's killed one of the boys. He's seen what's happened. He's killed all of them, buried them. Because you can't take them to the base using the incinerator, right? Because the other officers will see him. Yeah. So it's obviously not a group of them. Maybe it is a solo man.
So he's killed someone. But do you not think the boys would have panicked and started to run? Maybe he would have to have him at gunpoint.
It wouldn't have been that easy. And let's say he did kill him by accident, right? I imagine the children would have been far away from where he's shooting from.
Yeah, so it'd take a long time to get there.
And they're probably running away.
Also, why didn't he just shoot the rest of the boys? Why did he hit him over the head?
Maybe since it was an accident, it's still quite traumatic to just go over to a bunch of kids.
I'd say it's less traumatic to shoot someone than to smash him around the head with something. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
It's just so gruesome.
It's a very tricky case, to be fair.
Or maybe it was never an officer. It was just a rogue person walking in the woods.
A serial killer
that's still
taking advantage of the opportunity and is still at large. Yes. Wow. Well, anyway, 2 years after the remains were found and examined, the boys have finally had their funeral.
So this is what, 13 years after they've died?
Yes, 13 years after they died. Great maths, sir. The parents' lawyers went on to sue the police for the mistakes, and they had 3 trials at which the judges never reached a verdict, which blamed the police.
That's right. In 2015, South Korea removed the statute of limitations.
Ooh, what does that mean?
So any new evidence could mean the case could be reopened.
I like that. So if anyone has any evidence on this case, we can bring justice for these 5 boys and their parents.
The Frog Boys will have a conclusion.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. You can listen to The Fellas Mysteries on Spotify. Go and follow us over there and leave us a 5-star rating, by the way. And of course, subscribe on YouTube. We will see you all next Monday for another case. And thank you to my intern for turning up today.
That's okay. RIP the Frog Boys.
Rest in peace.